Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Fuck yeah!
It's just like a what's up, a welcome to the program.
Nice, I did it wrong.
No, you didn't. You did it good, believe me. Before we start, we got to check out No House Advantage today. Experience daily fantasy sports. Redefine. Don't worry, Daniel. We're going to get into this with you in a little while because you're the master. Sign up with the code CHIP, C-H-I-P, at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Download the app, first deposit match up to 25 buckaroos.
A lot of buckaroos.
It sure is. Let me ask you a question. You got any tattoos, babe? I always say it wrong.
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
I have the First Amendment of the Constitution on my back.
Do you really?
Yes.
Prove it. Oh, she really does. I thought you were just chipping
the whole
me.
Thing.
Oh, that's good. Wow, you sure do.
Oh, well, look at that. Yep, absolutely.
That's great.
Can you read it, Chip?
The whole fucking thing. No, there's a brassiere in the way. I wish it went down further. That's nice.
Oh, she's taking that brassiere off.
Very fucking patriotic.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, and if you didn't know what the First Amendment was, all you need to do is read that.
That's a great point, Daniel.
Yep.
Thank you very much. That's a great tattoo.
That is fantastic.
And babe, you got a couple.
I've got five.
Have you ever shown Daniel your leg tattoo?
No, you want to see it, Bobo?
I guess I'll see the tattoo.
Take a look at the tattoo. Take a look at it.
Yeah, it's a neat tattoo.
That was good. Casual. Listen, what do you love about Mad Rabbit, babe?
I love that they keep my tattoos looking fresh and vibrant because they tend to fade over time. And with those, I don't have to worry about it. With Mad Rabbit, it's looks beautiful, like a new tattoo.
And that's what I want. Zia's tattoos looking fresh and juicy for Chipperson. Mm-hmm. Here's an exclusive offer for my listeners. MadRabbit.com/chip. Use the code CHIP. Get 25% off. 25% off MadRabbit.com/chip. Use promo code CHIP. All right, that's good. I'm not going to talk about... Before we get started, I know it sounds like I'm doing a lot of little pre-roll things. How's your mental health, Daniel?
Well, I just did a stand-up show last weekend.
So that would be terrible. The answer is terrible. If you're doing stand-up shows, you gotta be on the ledge, my friend.
Actually, I did pretty well. Big thanks to Stevie Lou for organizing the show, putting the show together.
All right, we'll get into it.
And helping me get ready for the show.
All right, let me just do this quick because I was going to segue in, but I forgot you are the master and we're going to talk to you about that as well. Here's a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Easy and affordable online therapy. Do you go to therapy?
I do.
It helps, right? I go too because of erection problems. I always have one. when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. BetterHelp.com/chip today to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/chip. Get 10% off your first month. All right, listen. So, babe, you got that tattoo on your back. I could say tattoo now. That's the right way to say it. Welcome to the show, by the way. It's
Thank
your first
you.
Time.
Great to be here.
You feel okay?
I feel fantastic.
You wrote a book, and it's called Adult Agency, A Memoir. Now, let me ask you. I know that this is about the adult industry tolerating a lot of bull sugar. Are there any dirty stories in there that are good? Oh, wait. You know what? The number one porn star is a serial rapist. No one told the new girls. I guess I should have read that before I asked if it was a fun, sexy memoir. Hold on a second. Note to self. Chipperson, always read the prep. This your first book?
It is. It's my first book.
Are you nervous about it? Are you going to do book signings?
I'm going to do book signings.
Where are you going to do one?
I'm going to go to Exotica, New Jersey here next month.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also going to Daytona next month. To the Fantasy Shop.
What's the Fantasy Shop?
It's an adult bookstore, so I'm going to be doing a signing there.
Oh, Chipperson says like he didn't already know.
Yeah.
What do you got in your lap?
My sweater.
Why are you covering your legs? I'm not looking at them.
No, I'm just a little cold. That's
Women
all
do that when they don't want you to look at their legs, but I'm not looking at her legs.
You can still see a lot of legs.
No, I'm not trying to look.
Oh, okay.
Daniel,
what
comment?
If I move them?
No, because then you're going to be cold.
Okay.
I don't want you to
be cold.
I could tell you years ago when I was in...
How many years ago? Let's be specific.
Back when I was a teenager.
By the way, Karen is late.
Oh no! What are we gonna do? Are you gonna spank her, Chip?
Fuck yeah! Chipperson issues spankings when guests Ooh. Misbehave.
And when they're
How
naughty.
Do I misbehave?
Okay. We'll figure out a way. You rub your boobas all over Chipperson's face.
I haven't seen this much lateness since the days I used to be on a show with I used to share airspace with someone by the name of Flutzy.
And they call Jeff Ross the Roastmaster General. You are the Roastmaster General. I haven't seen lateness like this since I shared a space with Flutzy. God damn, Bobes. That's the way to hammer somebody.
Yep.
Good for you. Fucking dang, he wants to play games. So yeah, a good spanking is going to be issued. And if she won't take it, I regret to say it's going to be on you to accept it on her behalf.
That's okay. I'm used to it, Chip.
I understand. I she misbehaves quite
I
often.
I do. I'm kind of a wild child of the class.
She's a wild child. Do you like my vest?
I love your vest.
Thank you. Very.
It's we match.
We certainly do. Oh, here she comes.
There she is. Get that hand ready,
Get the
Chip.
The spanking's going.
Keep yep. that pimp hand strong.
Oh, she's late. I like the way you say that, babe.
Yeah.
All right, she's probably going to take a dump. She goes to the bathroom a lot. She takes a lot of dumps. Well, look who decided to show up. Well. It looks like... So what happened? Did your watch get taken in some sort of a mishap?
Why? Do I look like I was stolen? My watch was stolen? No, the time late.
That's right. Bobo, Woo! Hit it with a roast line. The roast master, Daniel.
Last time I shared airspace with someone that late, it was when Flutzy was one of my co-stars.
Talk that shit on
God damn. And he just got one with Flutzy, and he reworded it, and he made it better. This is Jen. This is Karen.
Hi, Jen. Nice to meet you. How's it going?
Yeah, and that's a lady bringing coffee.
Nice hand.
What a nice
so
lady.
Much.
I think nice you, lady. Now you should get a spanking for being late.
From whom?
Well... Let's be honest.
Chip looks like he's being cute. Look at that face. Yeah.
I was expecting more harsh chastising from you.
Well, that's what the spanking, that's what a spanking comes in.
The physical assault, and we're going to have it on video.
That's right. We sure ought to show everybody on YouTube. Chipperson knows how to make someone apologize for being late.
Yeah, shouldn't be
tell
problem.
Him, yeah, preach.
Shouldn't be a problem with you, Karen. Your ass has been... seen all over the world on social media.
Bobo lighting roast, it up.
Roastmaster Daniel. Roastmaster Daniel. First, it's the line about being late and Flutzy. Mm-hmm. Then your ass has been seen so much because a lot of people seen it. Yeah. Go ahead. What do you got? Let's hit Jen with one. Fucking roast the whole room,
Everyone's
Daniel.
Everyone's seen my ass, so I don't know what you're
Have
saying.
They? I've never seen it.
They've seen them. They felt... They've literally felt like exhausted fapping afterwards.
Wow. Fuck yeah!
You know that whole thing like after you fap, you start feeling drowsy after you've climaxed.
Yep.
Well, you know with your right hand.
Yep.
You usually might feel a little drowsy after.
I love it. Perfectly worded. Boy, roasted. Roasted and roasted. What do you got for fucking Zia?
Let's get it, Bobo.
Miss fucking tattoo right by your hiney.
Right by my butt. I got another one right by my butt. Let's no, hear it.
Yeah, he laughs ironically.
No, they probably wish they've seen your ass. As much as they've seen maybe some stuff you've been baking on camera.
God damn.
Oh, wow, he's Chip. Hitting her with the culinary roast.
Once he goes to the really baking stuff, the roast is over. We're going to take a time out and let everybody simmer down a little bit.
Things are getting a little hot in here.
But all kidding aside, why are you late? What happened?
I have no excuse. I'm a bad person. I apologize genuinely.
You could say that after any interaction you have on any day.
I thought it was going to be something about your dog.
No, I mean, sure. I did.
She killed her dog.
I would. I probably spent a little too much time at the dog park.
Oh.
I could have left probably a little bit earlier.
I knew it.
But I'm really tired. I was up late last night. You guys know I'm not a late.
Oh, you were at the Stand. The Stand is a comedy club. And then Karen went there and they had like some kind of big anniversary.
It was our 10-year anniversary. Yep, I was up very late. I got home at like 2 a.m.
That's late.
Yeah, I know, and it's right now. It's like 5:15. No wonder you're still tired. You only had 14 hours to recover. What'd you do, fentanyl at the fucking Stand? Babe, when are you going back to Tampa?
On Friday.
What do you like to have for supper?
Steak.
I like steak, too. Got a boyfriend?
I'm married.
Oh, that'd be you. No, you don't.
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
How long are you married?
I've been married for 11 years.
Oh, do you have a big pecker?
Yeah, it does the job.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Trust me. Daniel's got a big pecker.
Do you?
Do I? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Huge, babe.
Oh, I've seen the outline of it multiple times. Whenever we hang out late at night, he likes to wear gray sweatpants and no underwear.
That's right, no underpants. And then I fucking accidentally spilled water on it and do jumping jacks.
He's a real John Hamm, this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I know.
Dedicated to Chip's penis.
John, what are you, mad at men?
Yep, mad about That's men. Yeah. Mad about you and Mad Men. He Thanks. Was in both of those series.
So Lainey says that you're a Chipperson fan. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Chipperson fan.
Are you?
Yep.
Now, is it the jokes or the looks or is it the vest?
I think it's the look on your face.
I know. Sensual, right?
It's the scowly sort of...
I'm happy.
That's happy?
It sure is.
It's a little bashful, Chip.
Yeah, it sure is. Like one time I got caught tugging my pecker with a pair of underwears on my face.
Well, whose underwear on your face, Chip?
I don't want to say, but she yelled, "Get them off your face. You're my son."
I don't want to tell.
No comment.
Were they big, Chip?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were big. I put my shoulders through them, and then I put them on my face.
Oh, my God.
You ever whack your bum? That was a great little titter. She's married.
Yep, I'm aware.
All right, he liked you. He was a little nervous. Oh. About asking you out.
You can't tell now by his cool, calm, collected demeanor, though.
I still like friends, even though I'm married.
But don't your friends hit on you? Do you have guy friends? Let's get into it.
Okay.
Sexist debate. Let's talk about gender dynamics.
Yeah, let's do it. Do the guys hit on you when you go out with them? Like, hey, if you ever need to talk.
It's really hard to look at you and not laugh.
I know. Believe me. I've heard that before.
When you were naked?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Why would they laugh?
You're sitting too close to the Roastmaster, Zia.
Why would they laugh?
There are certain male friends that if they ever stopped hitting on me just a little bit, I would be disappointed.
You would think that something was wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like,
it just makes me happy that they, you know, at least give me that little boost.
How do they hit on you?
But it's only okay if they're friends with my husband, you know? Like, if they're just, like, trying to be all, like, separate, then it's...
Oh, but wait a minute. Doesn't he not like that?
There's a lot of things that he doesn't like more than friends flirting.
Oh, are you a good flirt? I'm a good flirter.
Yeah, I mean, but most of my friends respect my marriage, so they don't, like, that's not, like, the kind of energy that comes up.
Oh, okay.
Flirt, Chip?
Yeah, I'm just kind of being coy.
But it's kind of hard not to want to flirt with you.
Oh, God.
You're such a hot piece of ass sitting over there.
What's that?
I love when you show off your wrist flexibility.
Yeah, like a lot of women like that because they know that I could just wear a cup to breast like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then my hands go back to rest.
Like, do you like that whole nipple twisting thing?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't necessarily like it, but stupid Norton needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 45 years of abusing his own pecker. His dick is just kind of crumpled up in the corner going, I surrender. Talk to me about your pecker.
Yeah, my pecker's fine.
Just fine?
Fine. It's gotten the job done.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see Lord of the Rings?
Of course, I've seen
it. I heard you bootlegged it.
I bootlegged that Lord of the Rings series on Amazon because no way do I want to give Jeff Bezos my money.
Jeff Bezos, I wouldn't give that guy a nickel.
Speaking of Bezos, yeah. Jen, what do you think about Lord of the Rings? Have you guys seen The House of Dragon?
Yeah, yes. I'm caught up.
Okay.
What's that?
Yeah. It's not I like bad. When they ripped the baby out of her. That was a good scene.
That was a spoiler.
That's every fine. Guy's dream.
Well, you just spoiled it. I was waiting to binge watch all of season one.
Fuck Bobo. Because
I've gotten used to binge watching.
Just erase it from your mind. Eternal Sunshine it. Like you never heard it.
All right. I'll try to forget I heard that.
I particularly relate to the daughter whose friend married her dad. That was, you know.
Yes.
I guess so.
I was like, wow, there's someone I can relate to in this show.
Right.
I feel like, you know.
I forgot about your hillbilly lifestyle.
That one doesn't feel much like a spoiler because we know how those Targaryens are.
No, it's Targaryen.
They keep it in the family. The Targaryens love to keep it in the family.
They sure do.
A lot of incest.
Yeah, let me ask you, Game of Thrones fan?
I'm not. I'm one of those people who's never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
This is the prequel. This is the one before, and I'm not thrilled about it, if you want the awful truth.
You don't like it, Chip? Why not?
Because it's a little bit slow-moving, and I don't like the writing.
I watched all of The Tudors when it was on.
What was The Tudors? Just people who were teaching school?
Well, it was about The Tudors, the family. The
Tudor, not
King Henry VIII and... You know, the Tudors. So after I was done with that...
I thought it was people who broke wind.
Oh, but that's when Game of Thrones came on after that, and by that time I was done with that period of history. So
I don't blame you. I love Henry VIII, though.
Yeah.
He got fed up on a date, the head came off.
Yeah, there were a lot of wives that got killed on that show.
Yeah, and he would cut the big hole in the table because he was so fat.
Yep.
Love Henry VIII.
I think I like that. I think I'd like to get fat and cut off my husband's heads if they're pissing me off.
That's exactly what he did.
You hear that, Nick?
Instead of losing some weight, he fucking cut a half a circle on the table.
Though the only problem is, if you were fat, would you be able to handle the sword?
He didn't have to. He was the king.
He
would say, off with his head.
When you do the reenactments, are you able to handle the sword?
If I needed to handle a sword, if I needed to, I could.
All right.
Go ahead. Fucking Roastmaster Daniel.
If I needed to behead somebody, I'd pull that thing off. I'd pull that thing out and... Off with their head.
You'd cut that head off so fast. Go ahead. Hit me with a line. Hit me with a rose.
I'd cut that head off. That thing be rolling down the hill.
Fuck yeah, rolling down the hill. Roastmaster Daniel strikes again.
What are grounds for beheading? If she's not wearing her hijab or whatever?
That sounded like a little...
I don't know, because I'm not a part of that group, but...
What's a hillbilly hijab? It's just like a bandana that covers the boobs, I guess.
Grounds for beheading would be if I were to catch my girl cheating on me.
Oh, what? And you would cut her head off.
That sounds like that's the grounds for a fantasy Christ. Movie. I can't picture any girl straying from your arms.
Not that I would do that for real. I'm just saying this in medieval terms, all right?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah, just a hypothetical. Yeah.
Who's cheated? Now, how many years did you do adult movies?
About 10 years.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, there were some high points and there were low points.
Did you ever have a big O while you were doing it?
On film, in movies? No.
Did anyone ever not?
At home, I had a lot of them.
Anybody ever not been able to get an erection?
Yes, that's happened too.
Oh, what do you do? Do you shame him?
No.
Do you just fucking grab his pecker and pinch it until he fucking screams?
You either have someone else stand in or they turn off the camera and let him masturbate for a while and hope that he can get it up.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So he's kind of sitting there like it's fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
What do? They shoot Cavaget, Daniel. That's fucking needle that goes into like the base of your pecker. It keeps your pecker nice and...
I don't think they go that far. Maybe some people do. I don't know.
Cool intel, though, Chip.
That's right. I know all about Cavaget. Also, I love that. What, are you going to college in a few minutes?
You said Cavaget. I was like, let's Cavaget across the ocean.
Oh, somebody's going to Pekka U.
I like fancy Karen.
I do, too. Let me ask you, what about your love life, Karen? She's always kind of bouncing around, JS.
I am kind of bouncing around. My love life is fine. I'm headlining Karen. Well, this won't be out. My love life's fine. I had sex last night.
Oh, yay. Wow. At the stand?
No, that's not there.
Close the first show.
At the stand, she was sitting on a dip.
No, at my house.
Oh, was it a guy you've been seeing?
No. Just, you know.
The comedian you picked up?
Maybe nameless, faceless, you know, just to
Did
whatever.
You come?
I did.
Oh,
I
that's
mean,
good.
I made myself come while he was in me.
Well, that's just
that
as
counts,
good.
Right?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, sometimes you really got to get him to like stay
It better still count.
Yeah, I know.
But like, so wait, he's pounding away and you're fucking doing the old diddle.
And I look like that. I try to make my neck look like this when I do
had
it
a
so
girl,
he stays hard.
I had a girl doing that. I was inside. She started to diddle.
Yeah.
And I said, stop it.
Yeah, you're such a brat.
I'm going to make you have a comma.
Yeah, and then you punch it.
Yep.
Nice.
I do that and I flick.
That'll work. That's nice. Yeah. Yes. How's your dirty talk, though? That's where I like
exemplary.
I knew it.
Mine sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
and
surprised.
I was a porn star. My dirty talk sucks.
What would you say in movies?
I just
that
never
was bad.
Know. I never know what to say.
Oh,
like I just
do it like the cameraman said. Do it like the director instructed us.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pretend to make a comma. Oh God, that's the 17th biggest pecker I ever seen. God damn, that feels average. That feels mediocre. Just honest.
Just genuine reaction.
I wish I was doing anything else.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going over my grocery list right now while you're working your little head off. What's got you laughing?
Let's hear it, Bobo. Let's hear some Bobo talk.
Yeah, you Bobo, talk dirty. You're a good talk. Dirty talker.
No, that's right. That's right. Yes, you want to accept that package. You want to accept that package.
It's always delivery.
UPS talk. Always well, UPS
well,
talk.
I can't help but make a comment like that because it's freaking every... It's a freaking board stereotype's always a UPS guy.
Yeah.
That's right. Let me ask you a question. If you had to have sex with a young lady in this room.
God. Oh, Jesus. Watch his head explode.
If you had to do it, what would be the first thing you wanted to do?
Mm. To save the world.
Jen's a very chesty gal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess
I'm a very flat chesty gal.
Me too.
You're very athletic and sporty.
Yep. I could run away from you, Bobo. Just kidding. I know you cut my head off. Whatever.
I don't know. But if I'm with a girl that's into being chased, then I can play that game.
Oh. Hold on. Do you mean chased? C-H-A-S-T-E, you little shy devil?
Yeah. She's being chased, like virginal, puritanical.
Or chased as in The Shining.
I mean, they kind of have a fetish of being chased or, you know, being chased, like not... You know, kind of resisting.
Did you have gerbils as a kid, Bobo?
No, I never did. But I mean, I guess some girls are into being kind of resisting, and then they just
give in to your masculinity.
Oh, exactly.
You like it when women acquiesce to sex. It's not their idea.
No, I have no problem with whatever they're into.
That's my favorite kind of porn.
Yeah.
Me too. Women aren't into it.
Me too.
I don't know what it is.
Me too. It's called home movies.
Amateur hour.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm like, yeah, you know, and they just, they're looking at anything else. I caught a girl watching Matlock over my shoulder. Remember Matlock?
Yeah, I remember Matlock.
Of course you do. Rockford Files. Who would love the fucking Rockford Files? God damn. I've made love to a lot of women watching the Rockford Files.
Finally someone on that gets Chip's jokes.
I haven't heard that TV show.
I know, trust me. I can't watch it without it filling up just a little bit. Wow. How about that, your Quincy gal?
I don't remember Quincy.
Come on, Jack Klugman, he played the coroner?
I think maybe.
He would solve crimes? God damn it. What are you looking for in your purse? You need a tamp?
My chapstick.
Oh.
No, if I needed a tampon, I'd just use one of Bobo's sausage fingers.
Oh, that's nice, Bobo. She's hitting on you. That's how Karen flirts.
In my way.
Plug her up, Bobo. Plug
that's
her
how
up.
She flirts. By the way, Bobo did a stand-up comedy set.
That's awesome, Bobo. How'd it go?
What was your opening joke?
It went good. I forgot which order it was that I went with, but one of the jokes I went with, I said, I work at a shipping company. I'm not allowed to say the name, but it rhymes with poop, yes. And
God damn. See, that's so much better, because if you would have said Pedmex, I would have said that's not a good joke.
Yeah.
And at my job, we have a counter that says days without an accident. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I reset that counter.
God damn.
I should have. I shit my pants when loading a heavy box onto the truck. They say what the company I work for has in their advertisements say, what can Brown do for you? Well, what could Brown do for me? Get me a new pair of work pants.
Hold on a minute. Let me applaud. Really Let good. Me enjoy. Let me drink it in. Good for you.
Nice,
which,
Bobo.
Which, by the way, I've learned sometimes a trick with some of these stand-ups is to try to maybe exaggerate a story that
Exaggeration
happened.
Is the best.
Because the real story about that was, really, I just pulled something on my lower back muscle.
And that's the best part of this segment.
But I thought shitting myself sounded funnier.
Yeah.
I like that when you take us behind the process.
I thought shitting myself sounds funnier
and more believable.
Right? Yeah,
because let's face it. At my job, sometimes your body feels like what you might feel like when you're lifting weights.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it does happen to people. Sometimes when you're lifting weights, you may have shat or nearly shat yourself.
Uh huh.
And right there, see, let me ask you a question, Bobo. Let's just say you shat your pants. Do you think you'd need to talk to somebody about that?
I don't know. I guess maybe I'd suck it up and continue on with the rest of my day. And
no, that's not the answer. You got to work on your problem-solving skills. You got to train your brain for your problem-solving skills. Our friends at BetterHelp.com.
Woo, seamless segue.
Thank you very much. People told me, they say, Chipperson, you segue better than anyone we've seen.
Better than the guy who invented the Segway.
That's exactly sure. It, because he just rides around all day. Listen, they teach you, they don't fix you, Bobo. They don't make you perfect, but they just kind of teach you to work on your problem-solving skills. They teach your brain to work a little bit different to help. What's your worst problem today?
You know, I have a fear of a UTI coming on.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've been getting cranberry pills in my system.
See that? That's your problem-solving skills right
Thank
there.
You.
She's afraid that maybe her private parts are busted, so she goes out and she takes a pill that might help heal it. That's problem-solving skills. That's how your brain should work. Let's talk about BetterHelp.com. All you got to do is scroll. BetterHelp.com. Now, Chipperson's listeners get 10% off for their first month. Why? Because it's good online therapy. You can like book an online session. You can just talk on the phone. And if you don't like your therapist, perhaps you can switch. This is better than in-person therapy because you don't have to sit there and look at their stupid fucking painting behind their head. Mm-hmm. You can just talk to them on camera. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. BetterHelp.com/chip. Today to get 10% off, BetterHelp.com/chip. Thank you, BetterHelp. See that, Daniel?
Yeah, that works great.
Thanks a lot. You ever want to freshen up your tattoo, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it to Zia's. You don't have that stuff with you, do you?
I didn't bring it with me this time.
God damn, did I enjoy rubbing that on.
We'll do it again next time.
God damn.
What was it?
It was this stuff from, it's called...
Mad Rabbit.
No, I know the company. Oh. What's the name of the crim?
Oh, the bomb?
The bomb, yeah.
Bomb with the bomb, the bag diggy.
What is the bomb?
They have the tattoo bomb. It's a tattoo bomb that revitalizes, it replenishes, and it proactively preserves tattoo ink.
That's
which
right.
is great because especially if you're... They also have sunscreen if you're going out in the sun. We just got through summertime. Your tattoos are looking faded. You got to keep them looking fresh. You put a little tattoo bomb, you put a little sunscreen when you go out, and you're going to have beautiful tattoos forever, Chip.
If I had some, would you let me put it on your tattoo?
Absolutely.
I put some on hers. I felt very bad because my hand brushed a honey.
Chip, it was
you
worth it.
You didn't feel bad.
No, I did. I felt very guilty because I was like, I meant to do that with my face. God damn.
So
I can't
beautiful.
See the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Someone
nice
needs to be
is.
Spanked.
Oh, no.
Someone needs to firm a spanking. hold on a second.
I touched her honey.
Yeah, I did. Don't make fun of me. I touched her honey. It was very sexy. But, yeah, I like when a tattoo is nice and sparkly.
Tattoo.
They don't like when I say tattoo, even though that's the proper pronunciation.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
correct you. That's okay. but we had a good experience with Mad Rabbit. You can go check it out on last week's, where Chipperson gently rubbed balm on Zia's tattoo.
I'm going to bring it in every week now. We're going to rub, but we're going to save everyone's tattoos one at a time. And Chip, you're going to be the guy to do it.
Yes, I will. But I was hoping Daniel could rub. I asked A-Rock last week if he wanted to help. Hmm. And fucking asexual cockroach E-Rock wouldn't help me. God damn. When you think tattoo care, think our friends over at Mad Rabbit. They preserved over 1.5 million tattoos, and right now, they got an exclusive offer for Chipperson's users. Why? Because last week was so impressive when we demonstrated it. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/chip. Use our promo code CHIP. 25% off. Save your tattoo, because it looks like garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to look like white trash with a bunch of faded tattoos.
That's right.
That's not a good look.
No, it's not. No. You ever been out with a guy that had a faded tattoo?
Ugh, no.
Top 7 worst tattoo stories. Go ahead, babe.
One time a guy was fucking me, and he wouldn't stop staring at his own tattoos.
Oh, what a loser.
What do you have a tattoo of?
Like a wolf on one side.
That's pretty cool.
A female wolf on the other side.
Yeah. I had a
How
wolf.
Could you tell it was a female wolf? Did it have
she had a cuda?
She had a cuda.
She had a big labia, big flapping labia, wolf labia, wolf flaps.
Wolf flaps.
Let me ask you a question. What's the unsexiest thing someone ever said while trying to be sexy?
Is it Heine?
What's wrong with that? Oh, I normally don't say that, but I'm cleaning it up for YouTube. Oh. Normally I would have said, my goodness, your shitter is award-winning.
I'm cleaning it up.
How about you like that, don't you?
Oh, so basic.
Fucking hot, right?
No.
Yeah, I'll always go like I'm spanking. Like the chit. Like the chit.
You like the chit. Like the chit.
Yeah, I do it kind of rhythmically so she can begin pushing back.
Careful, I'm getting hot.
Just I know y'all. I'll use both hands. You like the chit? You gotta make a comma. You like the chit? You gotta make a comma.
Which hand is going where?
Depends. Sometimes I switch.
Oh.
But then I get confused.
Yeah.
Like that shit. I repeat myself.
Got to do a paradiddle on her butt.
What's a paradiddle?
And that's like a drum thing. You go 1-2-2-1-1-2-2-1-1-2-2.
Oh,
you
lost
me. 2-2-1.
Oh, forget it.
You don't want a paradiddle a butt?
No, I do. Well, yeah. Hold on. Let me correct myself. Yes, I do. Let me ask you something, Daniel. Let's talk about No House Advantage. I know there's a lot of ads, but can I tell you, we're a fucking huge success. You're a fantasy sports guy, right? Go on now. Roll it up a little bit. Let's talk about fantasy sports. What sports are you watching this season? Top 17.
I've been watching, of course, I've been watching baseball.
Now, how come you're a Yankee fan? Am I correct?
No, I'm a Mets fan.
My fault, my mistake. And who's your favorite Metropolitan?
Pete Alonso.
Oh. He's a pinch hitter.
No, he's a first baseman.
Oh, I thought so. I meant to say that. Now, do you take him in your fantasy sports?
You gotta take him in your fantasy sports if it doesn't take too much out of your pool of money in the fantasy sports.
See, let me ask you, what anything fantasy that you'd like to bet on? What's a fantasy you'd like to bet on?
His own sex life? That's fucked up.
That was good, though.
I got a fantasy I'd bet on. Three nice heinies in Chipperson's face, and I bet it ain't going to happen.
I don't know. There's 1, 2, 3.
I know, but believe me, it ain't looking good for Chipperson. How about for you? What's one that you would like to bet on?
And maybe one I'd want to bet on. On Saturday, Jacob DeGrom pitching a no-hitter.
Okay. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. The other ones, they suck. Play and pick 'em. Contest versus other people for a shot at winning $250K plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win the big money every day. You're not winning anything in your life. You're going down the toilet. You might as well take a shot and have some fun. You can test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. That's against the house. Bet up to 5 player prop, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, and NASCAR. Wait, what does that stand for? What is MLB? What is that, Bobo? NBA, then MLB. What does that stand for?
MLB, that's MLB. That's an abbreviation for Major League Baseball.
By mistake, what is PGA?
But God, that's PGA, Professional Golf Association.
Oh, and ma.
It's an MMA, mixed martial arts.
Okay, and NASCAR, I understand.
NASCAR's auto racing, National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Thank you very much. That's pretty good. Yeah, he knows everything.
I didn't know that one.
But trust me, the best thing you can do is fantasy gamble, and this man is the master. Sign up now, promo code CHIP. NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit. Why do I read it as one? What kind of dummy doesn't see the ST and read it right? A one st. Get a one st. One stupid host. Get a first deposit match up to 25 buckaroos. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Jennifer Steele, let's talk about your book.
Jennifer Steele Mondello.
Oh, wait, now Mondello's your married name?
Yes.
So okay.
That's my author name.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, it does say that. Yep. Steel, would you take something?
I got it. Bobo, slow on that one.
Adult Agency, a memoir. Do you know that Jennifer did adult films for a while? Let me ask you something. Karen's on OnlyFans. Zia's on OnlyFans. Do you wish OnlyFans was around when you first started? Go, floor's yours.
You know, I'm...
Floor's yours. Her pelvic floor.
Yes and no. I mean, well, I mean, that's kind of a, like, internet was new when I first started. It was brand new. Like, they didn't even, like, porn sites were just starting to go up. So it's kind of like, I mean, yes and no, because back then you could be a little more of a star as far as featuring goes.
That's right.
And I don't think I would give that up for the opportunity to do like OnlyFans. But then again, the money's nice too.
And you get to keep, own it and get to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of girls been asking me to do content.
Well, Chip, I've been asking you to do content with me for the longest time, but you kept saying no. Our relationship is professional. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
I don't think you meant it. I thought you were just being fun.
Chip, I need a partner for OnlyFans.
A good spanking.
I need a good spanking buddy.
Yeah, I
you give the best
like
spanks
this.
In the business.
I really know how to spank.
Bobo, you're mine.
Yeah, you too.
He's if got
you,
those plug-in fingers.
Let me ask you a question, Daniel. If you were going to do a scene with Karen. Say you two are going to do a scene. What kind? Oh, careful, Chipperson. What kind of scene would you want to do on OnlyFans with K to the F?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever she'd request that would think would get her the most money.
That's a swinging dick.
That is a swinging dick.
That's a swinging
that
dick.
That is the right answer right there.
Believe me, these OnlyFans girls, they're trying to hustle. Times are tough. And they hire you for a job. You gotta make sure you give them the good. You give them a good job.
And by the way, how is OnlyFans not a sponsor of this program with a read like that?
Honestly,
girls out there are trying to hustle.
Yeah, got a prince among men
Hold
over
on.
Here.
Got a little booger. I got to itch.
Oh,
go ahead.
There we go.
It's all good. They don't see me. I don't see them.
I like how you don't draw attention to that at all, Chip.
What's that?
I like how you don't draw attention to that at all.
No, not at all. I like your outfit though. It's very
Thank
nice
you,
and
Chip.
Collegiate.
Really cute.
I like my little. Yeah. It was a suspender kind of day.
That's the one part I didn't like.
Oh, you don't like the suspenders?
No, they're Some nice.
Okay.
They're nice. It just kind of look like you're just gonna kind of put a double weed in your mouth and say something about a family member that you shouldn't.
Well, he touched me that day.
Yeah. Well, you know, my
Uncle
pa
Bob.
Got arrested. He had gas on his fingers, and there was a burning cross on a lawn. Oh, I understand.
I kept wondering why we had white sheets all over the house.
Wait, hold, cut that out.
Oh, sorry.
Two on the nose. We're not Klan people.
No, no.
Oh.
Cut that out.
I'm leaving.
Why do you keep adjusting that? Why don't you just get comfortable?
I'm leaving.
Why?
I thought this was a Klan meeting.
Where are you going? Why don't you two collaborate?
Okay. Sure.
What do you still shoot it all? No.
No.
Forget collaboration.
Well,
forget it.
What about a writing project?
How come you and Zia don't collaborate?
I don't know.
People have brought that up to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel
me.
Like we should.
We should.
Has that been you, Chip, messaging
the
whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, brought it up.
I've been wondering. It's the same guy messages it over and over.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you saw, but I sent you a tip. I don't know if you noticed.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Have guys sent you tips expecting a little chatter?
Absolutely.
Do you chatter back?
Mine is when they really get mad, they start commenting on posts. Like, hey, you guys, she doesn't respond to messages. It's like, shut up.
Do you think that's the best and probably not the most flattering interpretation of your fan base? But probably accurate.
I love each and every one of them. They're all God's children.
I understand. You have a lot of subscribers.
Yeah.
She has a lot of fans.
Yeah, we have a great time on there.
Yeah.
Well, I have a great time.
Do you ever go live?
No. Should I?
You could.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some like naked snacking or something.
That would be fun.
Right? They can ask me some questions. It seems like a good idea.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to have for? I would ask you, like, what are you going to have for a very a snack?
See, that's how they would start.
Right.
Very polite.
Yeah.
For the first five questions, like, hey, Zia, how are you? Hey, this and that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get some guy out of nowhere. It's like, shove something in your asshole.
Yeah.
Shove something so far in your asshole.
Yeah, shove it in until you fucking tip over the chair and fall over.
See that
onto
pickle
the
you're eating?
I sent you a tip. Shove your own fist down your throat.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do OnlyFans. That's exactly why I don't do OnlyFans. Because of those guys.
Those guys are special guys.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yep.
Those are just, you pat them on the head guys.
Yeah.
You know? Those are, you're like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you gave your wiener a tug?
May have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
really?
You give yourself time to build
up. 2 weeks?
Build up.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you may have done porn fan, maybe looked at pictures of your girl. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. Stud, then let me ask you, why don't you roast her like she's naked on OnlyFans with a And she's eating Zia's, roast Zia. She's eating snacks on OnlyFans.
Get her.
Roastmaster.
Look at you. I can tell how much that cruise had probably got paid. We all know you eating snacks nude may have paid for that cruise.
There you go. It's like watching Eric Bogosian in news radio. Just looking up and ranting.
I like how he looks at the wall behind
you. Yeah, he's looking over your head. He's a conduit for the comments.
It's the process that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah. Right. We're loving you, Daniel.
Karen. We know how you made. You know how you paid for that Ferrari. You may have been cranking some weights while in a buff.
In the buff.
A buff girl buried. Cranking weights in the buff.
She's buried.
Yeah. We know. While you were getting, we were making that money.
Yeah.
Some guy was watching that video, fapping while, probably where your tits were shaking while they were looking at your shaking tits while you were looking late.
Shaking.
Who's shaking me? Is there another man there?
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying while you're shaking. Working out, parts of your
noses
body
don't
might be
shake.
Shaking while you're working out.
Oh. Big gym guy, Bobo?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, that and I do work at a shipping company, so okay. I get
a little, gets a little exercise.
Yeah, I get it. Good.
Let me ask you a question. Do you dress sexy in the gym? Do guys look at you?
No, I don't. I dress
because you're confident, so you don't want to be stared at.
I don't want to be stared at.
I didn't mean to look at your bosoms before. I apologize.
That's okay.
I feel guilty. You caught me too. I looked over and it's to that. She caught me.
Chip, guilty until proven innocent. I mean,
God damn, it's the name of my new book. Yeah, so what do? You just kind of wear sweat track clothes?
I do. Like, I wear my glasses, put my hair in a ponytail, no makeup,
glasses.
Sweats.
Huh? It's all glasses.
Nothing's wrong with glasses. But it's like, you know, kind of hide your face.
Now, ladies love the librarian.
Like, for this,
look.
I'll wear contacts so you can see my pretty eyes and you and I can connect.
That's
and,
right. Make an eye contact. Yeah. Do you like eye contact during sex?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I like to look
You'll
right
in. You'll love Bobo. He doesn't blink.
Yeah.
Usually if it feels really good, my eyes are closed.
Yeah. I like to just lock eyes.
Yeah.
Fucking stare in. That's right. Daniel's intense.
I know.
Yeah. That's right.
I know it's right. Fucking Pekka slinging Daniel.
Chip, did you hear about the Maroon 5 lead singer having...
Yeah. I used to talk to that girl. We went out on a couple dates for supper.
His wife?
No.
The woman he cheated with.
Allegedly.
Right, allegedly.
Was this before or after they had their affair that you went on dates with her?
I think it was during, because she was into musicians and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I sent her a voice memo.
Oh, yeah?
About, like, you know, because I do Burning Embers solo stuff.
Right, right.
And I was writing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, I needed a girl to come over and inspire me.
Oh, what was it? Did she smell like maybe she had just... already fooled around with him backstage, and she decided to fool around some more and then went to you next?
No, you're confusing me with Jim Norton. Jim puts himself on cleanup duty. Chippison likes first crack at it. I don't like it after Bobo.
So saying,
he got me mixed up with a friend.
Oh, so you're saying the lead singer of Maroon 5 got the sloppy seconds?
Yeah. We didn't actually have sex. She was begging for it.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's
Maybe
pretty.
I'll give her a jingle.
I mean, his wife is very beautiful, too.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with their third child.
I know. Yeah. Well, at least I know what the name's going to be.
Yeah, Sumner.
I told him, name it after Sumner Redstone, you know.
Yeah.
From Viacom, you know.
Sumner.
Yeah, remember him? He ran Viacom. He passed away, though. Rest in peace,
R.I.P.
you know. Yeah, he was a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
You remember him?
No.
Ah, damn. Do you remember Sumner Redstone?
I do remember his brother, Mourner.
Who's Mourna Redstone?
Oh, like Sumner. Some more.
God, even for this show. Wait, what is that stuff that I put on you?
Mad Rabbit Tattoo Bomb?
Bomb, that's right. God damn, somebody cut this. That's the promo for the episode.
We're going to warn people to stay away.
Oh, there were bigger laughs at the Queen's service.
Oh. Queen's gone.
Oh, I know. Rest in peace. Marvelous lady. Yeah. You know she was a fan?
So
I don't
know.
She was a fan.
She loved Chip.
She enjoyed it. She called me irreverent and ribald.
Yeah.
Ribald.
Like ribald humor.
Yeah. Yep, she was probably watching that show on probably some golden laptop.
That's right. That's right. She shows. See, even that he roasts. Can't help himself. I've met Prince Chuck a few times.
Watch it on a,
probably watch it on a golden laptop or a golden smartphone she had.
Yeah.
Or probably a 50 karat gold.
More precious elements.
She's the freaking queen. She's got everything has to be super expensive or it's cheap. It has to be made of expensive materials.
That's right. Nothing plain and simple for that lady. I'm a man of simple means. What kind of phone? You got an iPhone?
I have a Galaxy.
Oh.
I know. I know you're
going to. Oh. Why a Galaxy?
I like it.
Maybe because she's out of this world.
God damn. What are you, spaced out?
Yeah, usually.
Let me see your phone. You have it with you? I want to look at it.
What? Who asks? I want to look at it.
I don't believe it's a Galaxy.
It is. I mean, who would lie about such a humiliating thing?
Shall be
who would lie about being such a poor loser? Yeah. I say with also not an iPhone.
What do you got?
I have a Pixel.
Oh, let me see if... Oh, that's
What's a Pixel?
It's a Google phone.
That's long, too.
It's a Google phone. It's a big phone. It's great.
Oh, I see.
It's
pretty sleek, though.
Okay.
Galaxy.
Oh, look at that.
That's pretty sleek.
How come you don't have a case on it? You just like the idea that you could drop it and lose everything?
I have dropped it, and look at that.
Oh, do you got it backed up to the cloud?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. See? There's Lainey.
Oh, there's Lainey, too. You can't see her on camera.
Got your message.
Yeah. What'd she say?
See you in 10.
Oh.
This was a while ago.
Oh, okay. Minutes?
Yeah. That was before she got here.
Oh, okay, because she's right there.
It's really
there.
Not an exciting story. It's just,
yeah, it is. I got a similar text one time, so I'll see you in 15. So we're really birds of similar ilk.
We're like twinsies.
Yeah, we sure are. You got brothers, sisters?
I have an older brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, when you started doing movies, would he say you shouldn't do that or he didn't care?
No, he's been supportive of every... he just knows I'm... he knows I'm adventurous and always has, so he's just kind of gone along with whatever.
You ever have a threesome?
What's that? What?
Yeah, I had one time. Threesome.
Oh, have I ever had a threesome?
Yep.
Well, you went from my brother to threesomes.
Oh, not with him. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to close that door.
I've had many threesomes.
With a guy and a girl?
Yes.
You ever have one with two guys?
Yes.
Two girls?
Yes.
Cool. Me too.
Two girls? Two guys?
Two.
What?
You've had threesomes with two guys?
I'm not. Cut this out.
Oh, he's going to have one of those PTSD episodes again.
It's okay. I wouldn't judge you. It's okay.
Cut this part out.
Okay.
Were you shoved in a locker during this threesome?
Yep. Yes, I was. Quarterback, cornerback, defensive end. Foursome, technically.
That's terrible.
Technically a foursome.
Technically
a foursome.
Technically a touchdown.
One sad Chipperson. Three happy varsity players. Oh. One sad Chipperson.
Oh, one tight end.
One. That's very
sorry,
rude.
Chip, oh. Sorry, no.
She's implying that my buttocks were raided. I don't like that.
I'm sorry,
Raiders
Chip.
Facts, Bobo. Go.
I'm just saying you have a tight butt.
No, just kidding. No.
What you got?
Oakland Raiders. Anything?
I don't know.
They're the Vegas Raiders now.
They were losing in Oakland, and they're still a losing team in a different city now.
Got them.
And now it's an even more expensive ticket.
Yep. God damn, that's why I like it, because you break it down for the little guy.
It's a combo.
They just lost.
Combo-bo. Yeah.
I think you mean they lost last Sunday. There wasn't a game that happened today.
No, I mean Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Okay. Glad we established that.
Me too.
Who's your favorite football team?
Are you talking college or NFL?
High school.
No, high school? I went to an all-girls school.
What's your grammar school?
Huh?
I like grammar school. No helmets, full contact.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had flag football in grammar school.
That's rude. You can't say that. What kind of football?
Flag.
Sorry. No need to cut. Keep it in. There's an L in there.
There's an L.
All right. So who's your favorite
NFL
team?
New England Patriots.
Raiders.
All right. I was thinking college, but...
I was a duck, so that's my college team.
Wait a second, babe. You live in, where do you live? What do you
Tampa.
Not want to say? You live in Tampa. Why the Raiders?
Because I grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, so not Oakland. You're an L.A. Ram girl.
They actually went to L.A. while I was growing up, so it was like a big deal. So
same thing with the Dodgers and me. They went to Brooklyn, and they shot out to La La Land, and I had to stick with them.
So it makes me think of my dad, so the Raiders.
Was he a big football guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was he the type who would handle a loss well?
No.
Yeah. My mother's boyfriend couldn't either.
Yeah.
I lost two molars one time because he lost $17 on the Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
$17 and he knocked your molars out?
I know. That's what my mother said. She laughed about it. She's like, oh, that Lamar, he sure is a card.
At least they weren't the upfronts.
No. He didn't knock those out. But he did loosen them one time with his shoe.
Oh.
I turned the channel.
He was a dentist.
Yes, he was. Well, by accident, you know.
I bet you he would have placed a lot of. How much money would he probably be placing on Monday?
Who's playing Monday?
Oh, that'd be my New York Giants are going to be facing the Cowboys. I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, he would probably bet. That was a big $32 night for him.
Mm.
Monday nights, he would bet $32. Sunday nights, the early games, sometimes $17, sometimes $16, $25, depending on how much money he had. And if there was a Thursday game, he'd take away from the early game on Sunday and bet instead of $16, $25, $11, and bet the remaining $7.25 on the following Thursday.
Oh, sounds like he had a nice
little...
Hold
on, what are you doing, Coke?
No, I'm going to sneeze, but I'm trying to...
Go ahead, sneeze. Let it go. It's bad for you.
It's gone.
Oh. You can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
Karen's a silent sneezer.
I think you're going to say a psycho.
I know.
You're right. She's a little nuts.
Of course, I have to say, since this is the first time I've seen you since almost around maybe 2020...
Oh, did you write that in your diary?
Before things happened.
Yeah.
I meant to say, how has life been adjusting since all of a sudden the term Karen has become a thing?
What a great, poignant question, Bobo.
Karen, you're right. Same thing.
Same thing. Two different vowels, but same name.
Yeah, exactly.
My original name was Felicia.
Really?
Yeah, before I was adopted, my original name was Felicia. So it's like whenever I hear the bye, Felicia.
So wait, your real name is Felicia. How old were you when you were adopted?
10 days. I was a baby.
Oh, you were just a little tyke.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Did you ever meet your real mom and dad?
Over the phone.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to see him in person or did you not like him?
I wanted to.
And is it possible still?
No.
Oh. No. Why didn't you? Just wasn't able to
They
make
didn't
it.
Want to.
Oh, you know why?
And, yeah.
Probably would have been too much regret.
Well, they both had their own families, and it was just,
Oh, okay. But
like, I'm a secret on both sides, so.
Did that make you hate them a little, or were they nice?
It was rough. I mean, it was rough to accept, but at the same time, I mean, my mother was 16 when I was born, and then it was like, I mean, it was a lot for her to go through, so I don't have resentment towards that.
But you got medical stuff, right? You got to know all the people in their medical history so you know what diseases you may get.
I did when I found them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you just call them out of the blue or did someone tell them first?
I called them out of the blue.
Good for you. What'd you say? Guess who?
Pretty much.
Guess who?
It's pretty much how it worked. I had to leave a message on, I had to leave a message for both of them. And they both ended up, you know, being the ones who got the messages and the mother knew who I was when she got the message.
Oh, but imagine if somebody else heard that.
Yeah.
That's a rough message to leave.
It's interesting to name a baby you know you're going to give up, Felicia. They're like, bye, Felicia.
Right, but that wasn't around then.
Bye, Felicia.
That wasn't around back then.
Right.
That's what started
it. I was just
it.
Kidding.
Yeah. It was actually really, I think it's a pretty name.
No, it is. Definitely.
But now it's like, not.
That's a nice name. Felicia Rosenbaum, I had a crush on.
Oh. Was she Catholic?
She was, actually. She had converted from Judaism due to the fact that her parents, it was a murder-suicide. Uh-huh. I liked Felicia Rosenbaum.
Oh.
Did you ever do anything about it?
What's that?
Did you ever do anything about it?
Yeah, I asked her out for supper one time.
We went
out
for
supper. Murder-suicide, her father killed the wife and then killed himself? Or vice
no,
versa?
It was actually the mother that shot the father first, and as he was dying, shot herself and then shot him again.
After she shot herself, she shot him again.
Where'd she shoot herself?
You got all those facts?
She shot herself. It was the ear. She shot her ear off. It took 2 days to bleed to death.
Oh.
Yeah, Felicia Rosenbaum. We went out for supper. She was traumatized.
Yeah,
the next day. Because I heard about what happened at school that morning. I'm like, you want to go out for some supper? Take your mind off it, you know.
Get out of the house.
Be there for her, you know.
Yeah. When you get out of the house, while a cleaning crew does their job, you know. Like the cleaning crew wipes off the chandelier, you know. Little piece of ear cauliflower on it, Moog.
I want to see if your mom has anything in her jewelry box before we go out.
Oh, trust me. I went over there. I took a peek.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a nice little ring.
Oh, a ring.
A little pinky ring.
Not a brooch?
No, you didn't try stealing Lamar's condoms or something?
No, my mother's boyfriend's name was Lamar. Yeah. And he did have a very large condom.
You could use it for water balloons.
I didn't know what it was at first. But I walked into the room and I thought someone left a catfish under the sofa.
Yeah, you didn't know what to make. Didn't know what to make of the wrapper that said Magnum. Why they were all over the place?
Yeah, I didn't Super Magnum. I thought it was like a new fucking Marvel character. You know? I had no idea. So I picked it up and I swung it around my head like that and I threw it at my friend.
Yeah. Was there
anything
in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was cake batter. I had no idea.
Oh my god!
I thought it was one of those things you do happy birthday with. When is your book available? As we close this,
it's
episode?
Available on Amazon right now.
Are you? But you're gonna do book signings where?
I'm gonna be doing book signings. My next one's in Daytona next month at the Fantasy Shop on the 14th and 15th of October, and then I will be at Exotica, New Jersey, October 20-something that next weekend. So.
Adult Agency, a memoir, Jennifer Steele Mondello. Goddamn, Chipperson! Sorry, it's a little heavy. I'm not weak. I just hurt myself. And get it on Amazon or go to the signing so you could see her in person and maybe get an autograph and take a picture or something.
Or can I say my website?
Yeah.
JenniferMondello.com. That's MONDELLO. JenniferMondello.com. You can buy the book off there.
But wait, you were Jennifer Steele when you were working?
Yes.
So shouldn't you have Steele in there in case people don't know your actual...
Well, the website name is JenniferMondello.com, but it's Jennifer Steele Mondello.
We'll take you there?
On the book, yeah.
Will Jennifer Steele take you to Jennifer Mondello?
I'll take you.
No, because somebody else owns that, and I can't do anything about that.
Why? Is that their name?
Huh?
Is that
there's a lot of Jennifer Steeles doing different things. Okay. So I can't
not Jennifer Barra.
Yeah, so I couldn't get the .com. So
yeah, fuck, you should.
I used to have it, but
stop Jennifer Steele.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. All right. Otherwise it'd be different.
Well, all right, well maybe sometime. Too bad you married us, because say maybe me and you can go out and get like a
supper.
Supper.
A pea soup or something, you know?
That'd be cool. Pea soup sounds good. I like pea soup.
Yeah, I'd really eat it sensual. I like to let it get cold and get that little film.
Film. I like seeing it on someone's tongue while they've been eating it.
It reminds me of that movie, The Exorcist.
Oh, yes.
You can't come to that scene.
Right. I know. That doesn't make you hungry. I don't know.
I love it when she throws Burke Dennings out the window. You know?
I got him.
All right. Let me ask you a question, babe.
Go ahead.
On the Fee Hands, where can people see you?
Sure. Follow me on Instagram, Keryn, KERRYN, Feehan, FEEHAN. Follow me on Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll be in Vegas for a Skank Fest October 16th in that area. Those few days. I have some dates in Florida in November. I'm doing side splitters, but just follow me.
Yep.
I'll keep telling you.
All right. Daniel, what are you promoting?
Well, before I promote something, I do have to give credit.
No, only promotions.
No, you give credit. You dictate the pace.
I know. I gotta make sure the guy who organized that comedy show that I mentioned that I performed in,
sure,
TV Lou, gets credit. Did a wonderful job organizing the show and helping me get ready for the show. Also, I do gotta plug my podcast. I'm the co-host of Best Seat in the House podcast. You can see it on YouTube with my co-host Robert Kramer and I. We upload new episodes every Thursday.
Thank you, Daniel. Exia, where can they see you?
Exia everywhere, New Zealand. Xialand on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me there. And I usually post when I'm live on Twitch, when I've got YouTube stuff up. Go check it out. OnlyFans all the time.
I don't like it. There's a lot of underpants pictures.
Chip, I take a lot of pictures of my butt.
I don't like
it's
that.
Just
it's
the
not
nature
nice.
Of the... You don't like it? What if I sent them just to you and asked you if I should post them or not?
What kind of underpants do you like?
Little ones that just kind of cut between the cheeks.
Oh my God. It's really intense. Wait,
calm down.
I know.
Oh, a little pair of pants that cuts between the cheeks.
Chip, we're not talking about money. We're talking about, there you go.
Sorry,
okay.
Sometimes I drool when I get like crazy.
Gets excited.
Babe, do you know how to close the show? Zia probably didn't tell you.
So when we close the show, we count down. The guest usually picks a number, and we get to the end because you don't want to swear. We don't want to be too vulgar on
like
the show.
We don't like using Carson.
Right. It's we say Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker.
Not motherfucker.
Right.
All right, pick a number.
Okay. Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, because the counting down from it, if I don't know, would be very difficult.
Okay.
Number two.
Two! Wait a minute. Are you saying that this show is a number two?
Oh. Ten.
No, two. One.
Chippy Kaye for the muggers.
Friends don't let friends do things that are unhealthy, so always remember to make sure your keys have got someone to care for. I think that's the end.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Let's go! Skip at the fucking podcast. Skip at-